Well, I can pretty much tell the difference between a northern white person and a southern white person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their language is a lot different.
What about people here in the South? Like people here in Atlanta, really?
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can pretty much understand each other, but it's different. Yeah, they, it's hard to describe it, but yeah.
They just sound different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One thing I totally forgot to ask you is about the church that you go to. Do you go to church?
Yes, I go to church.
Oh, tell me about that church.
I go to a little church in Lithonia called New Life.
Okay. Where is it?
It's on Snapfinger Road.
Okay.
The pastor is excellent. And I think I get a lot out of it because he's a teacher. And I enjoy church, but I enjoy coming from church with understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one that teaches understanding. I mean, he give you the whole picture. He give you the big picture, the way it should be and how it was designed and created. And so yeah, it's a Baptist church.
Mm-hmm.
And the pastor's Marlon Harris. And he's an excellent teacher.
What about the congregation?
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. We have three services.
Wow. So it's not a little church. You just said it was a little church.
Well, it started out as a little church. Okay. And it started out over in the city limits of Decatur when I started.
Okay.
And then they moved to Lithonia. Now we are building. We look for a new property to even expand.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So what type of stuff are you involved in at the church?
Not much.
Okay.
No, I just kind of pretty much get the message and go home. And that's kind of cheap. Cheat myself, really. But yeah, I'm really not involved in the church. I just pretty much go.
Yeah, tell me about the churches you grew up in.
Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot with the family. I had a couple of aunts that was, what do you call them? Ushers in the church.
Mm-hmm.
It was a small church. It was a small little church in Atlanta that sat close to the street, and they was afraid the people was going to get run off because so close to the street. So they came in and moved it back about 25 or 30 feet.
They
back
moved
on
the whole church?
Moved the whole church.
How did they do that?
They put it on rails. They put it on something like railroad tracks.
Uh-huh.
And they took it and uprooted it out of the ground, set it on these rails, and slid it back.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't
realize
you could do that.
Yes. Yes. So they moved it.
Uh-huh.
So that was a little church called St. Peter. Basically, that was three churches, yeah. And then after I left there, I joined a little holdings church called Word of Deliverance. And the pastor, they had a mixed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He was African-American, and she was from Canada.
Okay.
And so they moved back to Canada, to home. And that's why I started looking for another church, and that's where I'm at now.
Okay.
New Life in Lithonia.
And how long have you been there, did you say?
Off and on, about 8 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You taking your kids to the church with you?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes. They weren't forced to go like I were.
Yeah. What about your mom? Does she go to a different church?
No, she don't do much at church. She do a lot of Bible study at home.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of reading the Bible at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you were forced to go to church by your grandmother or?
Mother.
Your mother, she forced you to go.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was with everybody. You were forced to go to church. And, I know why.
Do you know why now?
Yes.
Why?
I know why now. Because, for spiritual guidance, getting to know who the Lord is, getting to know His only begotten Son.
There's a couple of final questions to go back to speech and
mm-hmm.
about the way people talk. One of the questions I wanted to ask you was, do you think that men and women talk differently?
Not really.
No.
No. No, not really.
Do you think your daughters and your son talk alike?
Yeah. I think they pretty much do. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you think about speech in Atlanta that you want to tell them?
I can say this. I was always leery about the way I used to talk, because some of the words that I would say, people would correct me, and I was offended at first, but now I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but that was just the way I was brought up, and that was what I was taught, and so now, yeah, I'm okay with it now.
Okay, well, that's about it. That was all the questions I had. Okay. So unless there's anything else you want to tell me, we can end the interview.
No, okay. I think that's it.
Okay, that's over then.